kind of verbiage about the total plan project would be, I think it's around 26,000. 25% of that, and I don't have a letter in front of me, so I'm not sure about this match. But the local match would be about $7,500 from all the jurisdictions in the county. So the great majority of that will be in-kind time and effort. Every time we ask, you know, we hold a meeting and officials come and show up and participate in the meeting, their time and effort goes towards that cash match. And we were able to get that last time to a great degree. Some of that match came from Missouri State University, which houses Southwest Missouri Council of Governments. And we have a GIS person, a cartographer, and our executive director both did a little bit of work on the plan to cover the entire cash match. So no cash was included in the last round. But this time, we have done, in this last round, we've recently done Webster and Christian counties, and they've agreed to provide some of that cash. And you know, it was 25% of the match, so it's about $1,800 that was cash. And we did it a couple of different ways in Webster County. The commission just decided we'll go ahead and we'll do that for all our communities. And they put that cash up front. In Christian County, they decided that they'd want to spread out that cost among all the participating jurisdictions. So they had about 16 jurisdictions, and they all ponied up about $100 for that portion of the cash match. So there's several ways to do it. And we're not saying, you know, you're going to do this. And this letter of commitment doesn't say that you're going to provide any of that in kind in cash. This is just something that I was informed of, and my boss, our executive director, wanted me to make the commission aware of. But as today, all we need is that executed agreement letter. And I don't know if there's a copy with signature lines and the verbiage that went in it. But I believe that was sent out by the executive director and myself.
How many jurisdictions did you say in Taney County?
In Taney County, I think we had quite a few last time. I think we had almost 17 or 18 jurisdictions. We had the sewer district participated, and all of the school districts with the exception of Branson schools, and then all of the incorporated communities with the exception of Taneyville, I think. And then we did an addendum for the Western Taney County Fire District as well. So all in all, it was about 18 different jurisdictions that participated in the plan.
And our current plan expires in 2018?
2018. And this letter of commitment is kind of a pre-planning thing. We'll take that and we'll need to send it back up to SEMA, and then they'll prepare an agreement, and then they'll send it back to us, and then we'll execute that agreement with the commission again. But work on this next plan won't start until January 2017, when everything's executed. And that'll give us a year to do the whole process.
Yeah, we got the letter. I guess we received it Thursday, Friday.
So do we need to do it?
We can wait on Danny, and also we'll let Frank look at it and kind of go over everything and make sure that.
Okay.
And we'll take action on it whenever we need to.
Ideally, you know, I'd be walking out of here with the signed, but
that's probably not going to happen.
Probably not going to happen. So, you know, I have my card and we've got a fax number. So
yeah,
I'll just give that to Bob.
I say Bob knows how to get a hold of you. So.
And then whenever you gentlemen decide that, you know, everything's okay, then we can just do it that way.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Okay, we'll recess till 9:55, and at that time we'll take up road vacates.